This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
We will rally around Kurt Warner.
Kurt Warner.
You're a big horse, and you must be ridden every Monday night.
Two-time NFL MVP.
They talk about this, the greatest show on turf, maybe the best offense ever in football.
Super Bowl champion.
Warner to throw. Going deep downfield, adjusting for it is Isaac Bruce. Touchdown, 73 yards.
Pro Football Hall of Famer.
Not just the NFL Hall of Fame. And I wear that as a badge of honor, because without pro football, in all its forms and fashions, I'm not here tonight.
Radio analyst for Westwood One Sports.
Atlanta has beaten the Rams 27-24 in a thriller in Georgia.
Wow. That was a great football game.
We had a lot of
things going on. 93-yard touchdowns, pick sixes, block kicks for touchdowns. I mean, unbelievable football game.
NFL Network analyst.
And Jared Goff off to a hot start. 9-11 throwing the football with two gloves on.
Yeah, he's got the two gloves on today. I don't see that very often. I saw Kurt Warner do it a few times.
Kurt Warner with Spiegel and Holmes.
The Bears.
On 670 The Score.
It's a Plumbers 911 Football Monday, which is presented by Busey Bank and Great Clips. And our segment with Kurt Warner. We love that when we get the opportunity to talk with him. Is also brought to you by Plumbers 911 Plumbing Emergency. Call the plumbing professionals, available 24/7 at 1-833-PLUM-911. Kurt, thanks so much for joining us. How are you as we get ready to start playoff week?
I'm great. This is the time of year that the energy of the playoffs just carry you from here on out. So I am pumped. We have unbelievable matchups for wild card weekend. It's going to be so much fun. I can't wait.
Yeah, we can't either. And we get Bears Packers. But before we go to that, and even before we get to the game yesterday, we started the show by kind of celebrating the season that was offensively. The Bears end up with the third best run game in the NFL, sixth best in yardage, ninth in scoring, third best in sack rate, which is an incredible accomplishment, best in interception rate. And, oh, by the way, they ran the second most plays under center behind the Rams, according to any team. So what Ben Johnson has built here in a year and what Caleb Williams has helped accomplish, we should be proud, or at least impressed with what we've seen, shouldn't we?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their Showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
Definitely impressed. Obviously, all of that led to the number two seed, home games in the playoffs. I mean, all kinds of great stuff. And we've been saying it all year is that, and I watch this offense, and I still think there is so much meat on the bone. And that's, I think, the exciting part of it is that, you know, I've been kind of skeptical all year, just kind of prove it to me. And they continue to prove different things just about every single week. Unfortunately, I'm still there with this team going into the playoffs. Like, show me that you are a championship caliber team. I don't necessarily see that on tape every week that I believe they can win a championship. But I do believe that they can beat anybody. I do believe that they can put it together. They've got playmakers and what you're talking about. Ben has built something specifically offensively that can travel into the playoffs and can be tough to, you know, what I always say, they'll be a tough out. They will be tough to stop in all their facets offensively. So I really like where they're at. But I still, I guess, need to be convinced come playoff time that they can compete for the championship. But, I mean, come on, like, this is incredible. First year, second year quarterback, you know, what we're talking about is pretty awesome. So, yes, Bears fans should be excited with where they're at and the possibilities going into the playoffs. But just as importantly, I think, is what they're going to be moving forward with what we've seen in this short period of time.
From week to week, you have educated us on the things that you like and you don't like about Caleb. Now that we have a composite, 17 games of him with Ben Johnson, where are the places where you see the growth and where are the places where you still think he can improve?
Well, I mean, I think growth overall, when you're talking about from last year to this year, first thing is processing factor. And I'll even say with that is that I still think he has to process faster than he is, but I've seen great growth from where he was last year to this year. You know, in terms of taking sacks, you know, where he's at this year in terms of taking sacks and understanding when a play is over, which has got to be really hard for Caleb Williams, because we've seen, you know, plays this year that probably 99% of the world would say it's over, throw it away or whatever. And he makes an incredible play. But I think he's done a great job of balancing that with throwing the football away and not taking sacks and not taking negative plays and not trying to prolong things too much where it's hurt this football team. I think he's been great in terms of, you know, when they've got into play action and you talked about the under center stuff. I think that process, you know, I don't know how many snaps it was last year that he was under center, but it was very few and obviously very few before that in college and stuff. And so that transition, and I think he's done really, really well. A lot of their big plays down the field, which really plays into what Caleb is and you know, I think his greatest strength is that ability to push the ball down the field, has come from the under center play action. And that has taken an enormous jump this year. You know, I still think there's some technique stuff, the efficiency, whether that is processing or being where he needs to be on time. And then cleaning up the technique so we can be more efficient with the throws. Like he's seen a lot of plays, you know, that were open and that were there, and he just hasn't made all the throws this year. So, you know, that's an area I think you got to hope for a lot of improvement. But I think we've seen improvement in so many different areas in this first year that it really has been fun to watch. And now it has you so excited about, okay, this has been great, and I don't know what the playoffs have in store, but I can't wait till next year. I can't wait to watch him with another offseason and with Ben and what they're doing and in this offense and see what kind of jump he can make.
It's great stuff from Kurt Warner right here on Spiegel and Holmes. You know, the Lions played lots of zone yesterday, and apparently the Bears were expecting lots of man. So the switch up happened. And I wonder, because Caleb Lawrence, you had pointed out in the group thread that Caleb had audibled. He checked into plays that ended up being negatives a couple of times. So maybe he's just a young quarterback. He's still confusable. What happens if you're expecting man and you're getting a lot of zone?
Well, I mean, it all varies. It depends on, you know, what you're doing, what you're trying to do, what the checks are, you know. Certain things are designed because, you know, puts an extra guy into, you know, the mix in the run game. So you're going to a pass and you're expecting a certain kind of coverage on the back end. And so there's so many variables that go into all of that stuff. And, you know, some things that could be good against the zone can be good against man as well. But there's other things that might be designed for a different kind of zone that's not great against man. And so, yeah, being able to determine those different things and figure out the little nuance. And then, you know, if you do get fooled, because sometimes that happens, you think you're going to get this and all of a sudden they give you that. Okay, what's the answer now? You know, what are we going to do if that happens? And so, you know, that's just a hard one to answer because there's so many factors that go into changing a play or alerting a play or whatever that may be.
All right, well, let me flip that then, that same discussion, but on the offensive side. The Bears' defense seems to struggle in man, and it's been for the last few weeks where we've seen a lot of crossing routes, a lot of man-beater concepts that have actually worked against the Bears. So if you're DA and you spent most of the game yesterday doing that and running into problems because you had a quarterback like Jared Goff that was good at diagnosing what he was seeing, and then guys like Jameson Williams and Amon-Ra St. Brown that can run away from guys, if you're DA and you're going into this game against the Packers, maybe concerned that you don't have healthy enough guys to run as much man as you want, as a quarterback, how would you be viewing the Bears' defense? What would you say is their strength, and how would you try to flip it on them?
I personally think their strength is probably playing zone defense and you know, trying to change it up and keep you off balance and force you into situations where you can make, you know, little mistakes on the back end. I don't think they're a great man team. I don't think they're a great defense by any means. And so when you're not a great defense, I don't know if you want to play a lot of man coverage where, you know, somebody gets beat and it leads to big plays, because to me, this defense is keep them in front of you. You know, you guys have been great at you know, when the ball's tipped or when somebody's in a negative situation, you had, you know, Jared Goff in that, you know, third and long and great at taking the ball away and making plays from that perspective. You just have to avoid the big plays that can hurt you. And I think especially now, because their offense, you know, although been good, not necessarily great, and especially at different times. We saw it yesterday, had trouble putting a lot of points on the board. So you never want a team, and I could go back to the first Detroit game, right? The first Detroit game, man, it was big play after big play after big play after big play. Game got away from them, and the offense couldn't keep up. And so to me, it's more of a zone team. Of course, you can change it up and mix in your mans when you have to do that. But more of a zone team, keep teams in front of you and try to force teams into mistakes and then keep capitalizing on them like you have all year long.
Kurt, did you get a chance to see the interception or maybe even the replay of the interception that was ahead of DJ Moore, it's the only interception of the day, the deep ball into the end zone? Wondering what your thoughts were on that play. There looked to be some blank space off to the left. Maybe Caleb could have put in a different spot for DJ to run, but some of us were also wondering if DJ made the best effort necessarily on that play.
I don't know. I mean, those are so hard. When you're throwing a 55-yard pass, to expect a quarterback always to just drop it in the perfect spot, I mean, it's crazy. I mean, there was a defender that was kind of underneath and to the outside of the throw. The guy that intercepted it was the guy over the top. You know, DJ you know, was kind of split in the two and you know, one kind of one, you know, he was in a position where he could have made a play. I know what you guys are saying, like, you know, maybe there could have just been a little more of a burst for him to get to the ball instead of the defender. But again, I just think that was one of those, hey, we got our shot play called. He won to some degree. Throw it out there and take a shot. Like, this is what we've been good at. You know, take a shot. And most times when that happens, you hope that the ball hits the ground if you don't complete it. But if a team, you know, makes the interception there, hopefully you get them down to the ground and it's a 55-yard punt and you live for another day, but at least you're threatening a defense and taking a chance. So I think that was really just a – wasn't a terrible throw, wasn't terrible on anybody's part. He wasn't wide open. It was just, hey, this is a shot. We got a chance at it. Let's put it out there. And it just didn't work out for him this time, but they've made so many of those this year.
If it was one of your wide receivers who didn't necessarily go get it, would you be upset in the moment?
I mean, yeah, I don't think so on that one. I mean, okay. that wasn't one that I thought, oh, that should have been completed. You know, what were you doing, DJ? Like, I didn't think that. I just thought it was close and you know, we just missed.
Okay.
And they were there to make a play. I didn't see it the other way.
All right. So Torrey Holt and Isaac Bruce, they wouldn't put you in that position, we understand.
Kurt,
they probably would have been open by 7 yards. So
that's right.
So I could have missed by 5 yards and we'd still be good.
What's real and what's fantasy when it comes to how things change from the regular season to the postseason?
You know, I mean, it's, you know, a lot of people talk about, you know, the pace of things and everything, you know, being faster. And I don't know if that's possible. I mean, that would just be saying, oh, guys don't play as hard and as fast in the regular season as they, you know, they just decide to play a little bit faster, you know, in the playoffs. Like, I don't think that's the case. I think what makes it feel faster and better is, you know, the fact that you understand the stakes. You understand the ramifications of every play. And, you know, one play that costs you a regular season game is different than one play that knocks you out of the playoffs and sends you home. You know, so I think you understand that. I think the other part of it, too, is that you're playing against really good teams every week. So it's not as if, okay, we're playing against a bad team and then we're playing against an average team. And then we got a good team. And then we got an average team again. You know, like, everybody's good. And so every play and every game is so vital. And you just have to be a little bit better. You got to be a little bit more buttoned up and you got to make the plays that are there and you can't let them make, you know, the plays on the other side. And so that to me is really the biggest difference. And then the, you know, when you talk about pressure, you know, the one thing to me about, you know, playoff time and when it comes to pressure is I think there's so much to not letting one play lead into another play that leads into another play. And so, you know, in the regular season, again, you know, there's going to be another shot. There's going to be another game. There's going to be like every game doesn't mean as much when you're in those big moments and you make a mistake, you know, it's so easy to go, oh my gosh, you know, if I make another mistake, we're going to go home and we're not going to get another shot. And so you allow one play to lead into another play, to lead into another play. And that's what oftentimes can sink people. You know, I played in 3 Super Bowls. And, you know, my first Super Bowl, we were up 16-0. And then we were tied 16-16. In my second Super Bowl, we were down 17-3, I think. And we came back and tied it at 17-17. And then in my last Super Bowl, we were down 10 at the half. And we came back and took the lead with 2.5 minutes to go. So all that to say, there's ebbs and flows in these big games, just like every other game. But if you start to panic when something goes against you early, that's usually when the blowouts happen. That's usually when the good teams take advantage of it. So you really have to allow, you know, when we talk about the pressure, is you can't let that part of the pressure get to you thinking, oh, shoot, that one play just cost us this playoff game. You got to ride the wave and you got to get back in line and you got to, you know, one snap and clear, let that play go and get to the next one because things can change and, you know, momentum shifts in these big games just as much as they do in any regular season game.
Kurt Warner was in some good Super Bowls. That's one of the takeaways right there.
Yeah.
Those are some good games. All right. So you mentioned you don't necessarily see the Bears as being championship caliber, and we totally understand that. Who does strike you as possibly championship caliber as the playoffs are about to get going here?
Well, I mean, I'm not sure. You and I look at the NFC. I think there's a lot of teams with flaws. Like, I do think Seattle's the best team. They're going to be playing at home. Their defense is really, really good. I mean, championship-level defense and a solid offense. I don't think they're a great offense. I think they can be beaten. I think they're going to be in some low-scoring games, and so I think there's going to be some teams that might have a chance to beat them because they're not this high-flying offense. But I do think they're the best team on the NFC side when you look at the completeness of their team. I would have said the Rams a couple weeks ago. I did say the Rams a couple weeks ago. And I still think they're a good football team with great explosiveness and a lot of pieces on offense. But I don't think they've played as well. I mean, obviously their record shows they haven't played as well. But specifically these last two games, I called the Monday night. I just got done watching the tape from yesterday's game against Arizona. And they just don't seem to be clicking like they were earlier in the year, where I think they're a really good football team. And I don't think if there's any team maybe outside of going to Seattle that you don't want to face, I think it's the Rams because of all the things that they have. But I just don't think they're playing their best football going into the playoffs. So all these other teams, Philly, we know the issues they've got on offense, although they have a championship level defense, San Francisco, they've been playing great on offense before Saturday night, but their defense has all kinds of issues. Green Bay, I have no idea what we're getting there. They haven't, really done anything since Micah got hurt and then Jordan. So I don't really know. I don't think, this is a field of a bunch of dominating teams on the NFC side. And so I think that's what makes it exciting is, a young team like Chicago has a shot. A veteran team like Philly that hasn't played great all year has a shot. The wild card teams have a shot. I'm excited to watch it play out because I don't think there is a dominating team in the NFC, and I do think Seattle is the best of all of them, but still have their weaknesses.
Kurt, as always, we appreciate the education. We'll talk to you next week.
Okay, guys, take care. Good luck.
Great stuff. Thanks, Kurt. He wears two gloves sometimes when it's cold outside.
It's important.
Yeah.
That was his choice. There was another Hall of Fame quarterback that said he only wore one.
Yeah, I always wear two gloves when it's time to be outside.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.